talking to you as I am repairing Mr. President's Honorable Prominent Patient Maxine Hanks, last name Hanks, H-A-N-K-S, date of clinical visit, the 18th of February, 18th of January 2012, for Mr. President of the Rampier patient, had a PET scan earlier this week, appeared she denies any recent fever, which is an excess, appeared there is concern in the right knee, next to the panel, the same patient, the same baby, Ms. Hanks, has a history of colon carcinoma. The patient appears to have, unfortunately, stage 4 disease, as the lesions in the liver and the lungs did respond to the 3 cycles of FOLFOX that she received prior to the knee infection. Now she has recovered from the knee infection. She still has some arthritis in the knee. I discussed with the patient for the management of the patient. A patient wants to proceed with further chemotherapy, but since she had a good response to the 3 cycles of FOLFOX, a kind of people are planning to continue the same. The schedule would be changed to a FOLFOX 6 cycle regimen. Period patient will be re-staged after about 4 to 6 cycles of chemotherapy. She was advised to follow up with orthopedic surgery regarding her knee period. This is the end of the situation. Next, please take Mr. President and follow up on patient Logan Shoemake, last name Shoemake, S-H-E-W-M-A-K-E, date of clinic visit is the 17th of January 2013, first Mr. President and the plan period. Patient has been... patient recently had a PET scan. Appeared he's here today to discuss the results. Appeared patient denies any new complaints. Appeared next to the panel, the same patient, the same day period. Mr. Logan unfortunately appears to have metastatic disease. Appeared he has disease in the lymph nodes as well as the bones. Appeared patient also has multiple lung nodules. The CT scans. Appeared these were discussed with the patient and his family. Appeared. Patient has other medical problems and is not a good candidate for systemic chemotherapy. He is a non-smoker and has bronchoalveolar / adenocarcinoma in situ. Appeared patient therefore may benefit from EGFR inhibitors. Patient and family were counseled about the potential toxicities from medicine, from a drug like Tykerb, T-Y-K-E-R-B, appeared. From a drug like Tarceva, T-A-R-C-E-V-A, T-A-R-C-E-V-A, appeared. Patient wants to proceed with the treatment, appeared. He will return to see me in about 3 weeks. Appeared will plan to start at 150 milligram daily. Appeared if the patient cannot tolerate this dose, then we will reduce it to a lower level. Appeared we'll plan to obtain a follow-up imaging studies after 6 to 8 weeks of treatment. Appeared this is the end of this dictation. Thank you. Next, please take next to President Lenz for our panel patient. On patient Susan Bottoms, last name Bottoms, B-O-T-T-O-M-S, date of clinical visit is the 17th of January 2012, first history President Lenz on the plan period. Patient has been feeling, patient has been in her usual state of health, appropriate patient. Had some vague complaints, including some bone pains and discomfort. Appeared she had serum protein electrophoresis, which showed a suspicious band. Period. Subsequently, this was confirmed with immunofixation electrophoresis. Period. Patient was found to have a monoclonal spike. Period patient has been referred to for further workup for possible underlying plasma cell disorder. Period. She states that she otherwise has been in fairly good health. Period. She says that a few years ago she also had possibly a finding of an M spike on workup. However, the details of that workup are not known to her, but she's also unsure whether she had a bone marrow or any other studies done at that time. Appeared. She has been in otherwise good health and denies any recent fever chills, night sweats, or weight loss appeared. Next day, but not in the same patient, same baby. Ms. Barnes has possibly MGUS appeared. It appears from the history that she may have had this for some time now appeared. However, a presence of disorder, especially multiple myeloma, like process cannot be entirely ruled out. Therefore, I have advised her to obtain a few additional studies, including repeat serum immunofixation electrophoresis, as well as a urinary immunofixation electrophoresis. If your patient will also have a bone survey, B-O-N-E, bone survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, appeared. Patient will also have bone marrow expression biopsy to rule out multiple myeloma. Period. Patient agrees to the above plan, and she'll return in about a week for the bone marrow expression biopsy. Period. Next paragraph. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to take part in the care of this patient, and I'll keep you updated of her progress. Period. This is the end of this patient. Thank you. Dr. Kasim dictating history present illness followed by current patient Mario Robles, last name Robles, R-O-B-L-E-S, first name Mario, date of clinical visit is the 17th of January 2012, first history present illness in the plan period. Patient has been feeling fairly well, appeared. Patient denies any recent fever, which is a night stress period. She denies any cough or serum production period. Next, first history, we take the history present. Ms. Robles, has extensive metastatic breast cancer. Appeared patient appears to be triple negative. Appeared, however, the estrogen receptor is being retested, as there was some question, as there was some doubt about the estrogen receptor positivity. Appeared. Next, we will plan on the same patient, same baby, Ms. Robles, as a young lady with the metastatic breast cancer. Appeared patient. At present, is on weekly Taxol. Appeared, she clinically has benefited some with some better control of the pain. Appeared, the plan would be to continue with the same for now. Appeared, we will await the results of estrogen receptor testing. Appeared, if she indeed is triple negative or comma, then we may attempt chemotherapy with the addition of carboplatin and possibly another DNA damaging agent like Gemzar. And so far, the response to Taxol has been at best modest. Period. The above was discussed in detail with the patient through an interpreter. Appeared patient has been advised to go to the emergency room if she has any temperature above 100.54 or any bleeding from any side. Appeared. Her overall prognosis is very guarded. Appeared. This has also been explained to the patient and her sister. Appeared. This is the end of the discussion. Thank you.